Today is tonight. The seam of the seam on the Shmatzos. And the Mamshich, which I will talk about tonight, that has a Sheikhist. The Atzlos enter, avoid this maybe in turn. After we finish Atzlos, like every single noise say, there's the end of the Sof. But it's coming to the end of his mind, and we do have to epis. Open up the Avoida. We may be in a mitzvah. Before I touch the Noisei that I wanted to start tonight, which will be a scene. Hashlama to the Nekuda we spoke about the last week. Hashkocha this week in my shul, they brought the more darshan. Speak about the divizi karn. Yeah, the Yashiv is karn of Rav. So you're outside, it's Wednesday. Mamas Yashkocha. His name is Yosef Shraga Sheinberger. Someone with Mekurv to the Yashiv. 25 years he came to Shir. Last 25 years. In Zerotskin. Mamas Yashkocha. His Kaisvim. Very close to him. So he started off and he said, it took him about 3 minutes. He's like, he's my teach now. He's like stretching everyone out. He started off and he said, one imagdir of Yashiv, three words. How do we imagdir of Yashiv? And everyone was left trying to jumping in the seats. 3 words. I was zichir, he was going to say, Torah, Torah, Torah. I was so sure he would say, Torah, Torah, Torah. He said, no. 3 words of having imagdir of Yashiv. Somebody was there for 25 years. Can you hear? This is the overall Adar. This wasn't a prat. This wasn't a tesefis. This was his impression of Yashiv. 3 words he said, Ein li zman. That's all Yashiv. Ein li zman. That's what he said. He said the overall Soide Shal Isha Zeh. He was with this unbelievable huge person. He was always Hargosha. He never had enough time. He mentioned this Kamad the Dugma. Well, it stands out, come on, Chol Dere Dere, obviously every Adam Gadol is his Mahalach. But unlike, come on, all the Gdelem we know, we refuse to write Shuvahs. So I came home, set up at the table, and I gave everyone a chance to guess. After I set up, of course, no one guessed it. And afterwards, I set up, so the kids started jumping around and says, yeah, Nitzel Azman, Avada, they started telling me the Maisim about Ruben Bengis, they made a seal on Shasi 5 minutes. I said, no, you know, I didn't have the heard of art, Vashteta. He was trying to say how Avada, Nitzel Azman, how do you come to Nitzel Azman? How do you come to use 5 minutes? And that was Mamish Limkuda we spoke over two weeks ago. Rabbi Yoshev ran his Mahalik life, he felt he was behind. He felt it was a Balabai's Daishi. And again, this is until he was 100, the last 20 years, 75 years old. When I talk about production, a person who was a production life, I think the tzir of Kolotar Kula, faces, we don't even know, I'm talking just what I heard. That's where it comes from. It's a person who never had enough time. And when you run, and it was all came from Bifnim, didn't have any shtelas come out. The shir that he said, maybe it was some sort of shtela like that. But it was someone who was minding himself in a mahalach that he has to constantly be learning. Call it Terekula and Be'in. Kept talking about that. That was what he meant. Tois, what are you learning? Another Tois. What are you learning? Another Diyah of Tois. One Be'in. His Ian. Whatever that means. Tois. More. I have to keep on learning, I have to keep on learning. And I'm behind. I'm behind. When a person lives like that, so then you have the production.
That's called the Beishu Shalom Yosef. That's the Seder of Mam Shalom. What I want to talk about tonight, again, the seam, we talked about it, that's not making a proper chesim, but I want to touch and pick an Indian. It's an Indian that's Nagea to Tatsus, and it's Gabi Wissen Nakud, this Meshach Shaykhi to the Avoidus and Mrs. Sharm, what he talks about, Mafside, Atsus, Kedud, Mrs. Sharm is built in a way. And he fears us always, what are the Mafsidim of the Maila that you're trying to build? He talks about Masid Yisrael Azuzis. He talks about something which I want to try to develop tonight and come on. Maybe bring out a Nakuta Lagabi Navay Desayom. In Masid Azuzis, Perek Tessin, Musi Hashemet. In Masid Azuzis, Heim Heim Magdil Ya'atl. Any Midah, it's Magdil Atzl. Any Koyach in the person, it's Magdil Atzl. That's Mafsid Jesus. That's the Zelum Azin. Vagodul Shebekulam. Dr. Amchal, Hagodul Shebekulam. It's the person searching for rest, physical rest, physical tranquility. V'sinas ha-tarach, and hating tarach, being tircha, exertion. V'avas ha-idunim b'tashlum kol tnoi. That's the noise of tonight, the last one. V'avas ha-idunim b'tashlum kol tnoi. What does that mean? Literally means the Ava of Idunim, Adanim, B'tashlum kol tanaim, with all their pratim. What does it mean? So for me, do you read it? It sounds like when I say from Typhus, person of Typhus, person. There is a chaylik shame if I answer. This doesn't have to do with the regular city of Typhus. This Typhus with the Mesikus, this Typhus, Achila, unbelievable steak, this new facelift, whatever, this ice cream, this new donut. It's time is noshing. It's time is covered. It's time is moment. Those all time is pull a person. Here, Mr. Sharm coming a different noise. Let's see, Ibrahim Shah. Totally different noise. It's Meshach Shaykhi. It's a totally different noise. Ava Sayyidun, a Mitoshlam called to name, it's called a Menonoise, which Agav is not so popular to speak about. Very hard. It's a hard, very hard noise for our daughter to talk about. But he's talking about what we call in life the ava of having all the conveniences, luxuries, niceties. There are a lot of different ways to say it. Avas aydunin b'tashlim kol kaneh. It's a different sugya. Sounds like the same sugya. It's a totally different sugya. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world. And the tachlis of the bi is lahitiv la'adam. B'toicha adam, he made the world in a way that it's lehanes bom. Lehanes bom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a world with so much, with so many hanos. And b'toicha that world is hanos that are pashan masoi, that drag and pull a person. Instant gratification. There's that chel. But there's a whole other compartment of hanos of the world. And that's the hanos. Luxuries. Okay, luxuries are different types of things, but a lot of them luxuries, conveniences. What is that? It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world where the mice at the end of the day, you have to work hard for a lot of that, isn't it? But there's something called a convenience, which makes it that you're set up exactly in a way that you have to do the most minimal strain and minimal work and minimal tircha to get what you want to do. Let's take for example, air conditioning. Well, air conditioning is the greatest seal that ever was created. You know, one of the challenges always in life was temperature. You know, temperature affects. It could be too cold, it could be too hot. And you have to work in a place and you have something which is a kabbalah. It's a separate, it's a different zachana state. It's a different, what was moishich to a person in zachana state. It's avas eidunim b'tashlum kol tnoeim. A person could have a few maids that take the house. It's very hard to keep a house clean. They have a few maids. It's kvalik. The person could be etzem set up and take shortcuts in life to take care of the work and the strain that he needs, that he could be an exact amount of a menucha total menucha when he wants to do it. And Gomor, this is part of the world and it's part of the good. There's milas in this thing. Vada, there are milas in these things. And the person can't work and overwork himself. But if tonight, we're not talking about the milas, we're going to talk about the petzah. Enough the milas. The milas, the world is. We talk about it. We don't even know. In this sugi. Mr. Sharma here talk about the problem when it takes over a person. Kihine, let's see a little bit of Mr. Sharma. Kihine Adam Kazet. What's the problem? What's the nakuda? Where does it become problematic? Where does it become problematic? He Adam Kazet Vada is a tichbar alov avoid of need boyre COVID godom. Here Mr. Sharma talks about a nusach we've had the whole time COVID. There's certain types of kvedus. Kvedus means it's a drag, it's heavy. Everything is such a big. Avoidus Hashem becomes kved to people. It's a whole big deal. I gotta work out this with my wife. Oh my gosh. I gotta listen to my kid now for an hour. Kved. I gotta go learn that Tosfos. Shacharis, Shabbos morning. 2.5 hours. Kved. What brings kvedus when a person gets used to living in a matziv where he always have everything that makes things 100% convenient and comfortable exactly? When a person lives that way, he creates matziv where avodas Hashem is kved for him. Ki mi sheyirtzeh lechol achiloisa b'chol hayishuv v'menucha. A person who, when he eats, he has to have everything. He has a waiter waiting for him. Doesn't chas v'shalom have to get up to maybe get something when he has to get, and it's the exact sauce with the exact all the condiments, and even the temperature is exactly the way it's supposed to be on top of his bed. Yeah, today they have a way you could control your temperature from your car with the remote control on the way, and in the bed, and the living room could be one thing, and the kitchen another thing. Everything could be exactly b'tashlim kol today. Mi sheyirtzeh lechalos b'chol hayishuv v'menucha v'lishen shninaseh b'loy tayrid. A person, a bed, the exact right pillow. Exact right mattress. I could get a mattress for thousands of dollars when I was getting an ultimate orthopedic mattress. You chas v'shalom never sleep. You're going to hurt your back in one. Beloy turret. V'yamar in the leches m'loyle yitoy ki yitzu b'dvar ha'melu. Hine yiksha lo v'hashkel v'batik kasiyas b'bug. You have to get up a little early. You have to miss a little sleep. You got to slichus. You have to get up. The kriyashma is getting a little earlier. Sometimes you want to sleep late last night. What can you do? The kids stayed up. Getting up even on time is getting up early. What are you going to do? Obviously, it's going to be very hard for someone who's used to having everything exactly in its convenient form. Or the katzis who does in faith tefilas amincha ilotzis advar mitzvah kol shekein lemar atzmei ledivir milso talmud Torah. Surely to run. That's for sure not going to be. Bechlal to get up. Umisha margal atzmei leminhoges eilu. Here we're going to get to a very chosh v'lon. So here, first of all, he starts giving this choice. What does it mean? You should avoid them? No. Someone who trains himself. What's the problem here? Listen, this is the cutoff point. Here's the var. What's the problem with all these conveniences? What's the problem? What's the problem with using all these conveniences? They're not treif. Of course, everyone understands when you like go with sugar over a steak and you probably lose yourself, you feel a little bit pochet. You feel a little bit. For states, if anyone understands, if you go after Tavis Noshim, for sure, a lot of times, you feel pochet. But what's so bad to use all these tnoim, tashlim tnoim? What's the problem? The problem is, Zot Mishishom, one word. You become dependent on them. You become a shubid, you become an evid to them. You become nesar with soyne b'mas. You can't go without them. You get stuck. And here we have another mushal, but those now we're talking about this, that we call silent enemy. Something that's so harmless, but at the end of the day, you become a shubid to it. Conveniences, you know what the problem of convenience is? It's exactly kishmoy kenu. It's so convenient. That's why it's so convenient. Everyone wants to be tichting. Everyone wants to be someone who could produce with minimum amount of strain in the best way. It's just so much easier when it's done that way. Yeah, it's pashuk so much easier. So much easier to make a Shabbos meal when you buy everything totally ready-made. Is that when the watermelon is cut for you, when even the pomegranate pits, everything, it's kavalik. It's mamish dear, everything exactly is for you. I'm not coming against anything. Every mushel that I'm saying tonight, the problem is in the reboot. Everything is fine. Everything at the right time is used. But when you innocently use it and get used to it because it's so convenient, and every time it's so convenient, you get trapped in it. What does this have to do with atzmos? So it has nothing to do with atzmos. Why? Because this nurtures the hagosh of atzmos more than anything. What does the Atzlan want? What does the Atzlan want? The Atzlan just wants him just to sit. He doesn't have to do anything. He can't stand exertion. Can't stand strain. Can't stand that strain. Can't stand it. And all these conveniences, they nurture that 100%. They feed your Atzlus at Inshir. And you come steeped and steeped and steeped in Atzlus. And in Melo, when Avodas Hashem demands from you to actually get moving and start, you know, the Marsha is hard to figure out the Marsha. It's hard. You gotta schwitz on it. It's hard to go on, like we said, every time Sunday, the first day of the Sukkah, you don't even know beginning. You're getting lost. You don't even know how you got lost. You don't know what the shtel on and what there's a shtel on. You're shlame if you tell me what to look at. But in the beginning, yeah, it's hard. You need perseverance. The person who is not used to, the person who is spoiled by the world of convenience, so his body isn't it. It's trapped in inertia. His system is trapped in inertia. This is a bitul avoida. This leads to a matzah bitul avoida. This is how they train out of Yom Tezen the army. The aside of a person in the army is that he's mukhan, he's not trapped anything. He's mukhan, he's trained to be work under any weather condition, any matzav. They take away the cell phones, can move on right away. Yeah? You don't need anything, you're not tied down to anything. You have to be mukhan, nothing trapped down, you're not trapped down to anything. That's an Avodas Hashem. Without that, avoid this covid. This is a huge sugya, it's not a popular sugya. And it's a hard sugya because you got to find balance. But it's a sugya, zikr, b'nei elite have to deal with. We have to work on it with b'nei geya too. Atzlus. We'll see you soon as the geya tabo this is maybe in some of Sarm also. Maybe. Dach sichmir. I wanted to say, look, this could be just can't say pshat. In the Teuchazan, Kisovoy, Pasuk says, it's possible. It says, the Teuchazan came, Tachas, Asher lo yavadetza, Asher Shem alikecha, v'simcha v'teiv leivav, mi'lo yivkor. Mi'lo yivkor. Rashi learns mi'lo yivkor. It's just saying, ba'oid shehoi yilcha kol. But that's a chesim and the mefarsh, mi'lo yivkor is a seed, it's a reason. Why did you reach the matziv of tachas, Asher lo yavadetza, Asher alikecha, v'simcha v'teiv leivav? Because lo yivkor. What is lo yivkor? What does it mean, lo yivkor? So, efshel atzi, efshat. One Bavasser at the end of the first parak says like this: Tana Rabbanan, Shloisha Itim Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Hazeh Me'ein Olam Haba. The three people Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave them a taste of Olam Haba in this world. Elu Hein Avraham Yitzchak VeYaakov. Avraham Dichsiv BeBakol, Yitzchak Dichsiv BeMikol, and Yaakov Dichsiv BeKol. That's what we say in Benchi. Referring to this Azal. What does it mean? Hitima me'ein olam haba. Rashi says. V'chiyesh lichol kama lechosru shum toiva. The matzav of kol is k'shmoishin. You have everything. Ava seidunim betashim kol tadoev. You have everything you need. You're not missing anything. A matzav where I'm not missing. I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to strip. I have everything. Yitzchak, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov had koil. It's the ultimate matzav we call the person is set up. He is set up. You know, you want this person to be set up. I'm set up in life. They want to get a shidduch. They want to get exactly set up. Exactly the right amount of money. Exactly the right amount of Yerushalayim. Exactly the right. They're set up. I'm totally set up. I don't have to work. I'm ready to go, mamish. I'm set up. Set up. What is the Toicha saying? Tachas Hashem Levadicha Meiroiv Koil. The Toicha is saying the problem they had was the problem of this Mishnah Shoshar. Meiroiv Koil. They were trying to set them up themselves, obviously in the wrong way. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov had Koil because they had it in the Ruchniistic sense. In here, it was a Meich Bechalka. But Klal Yisrael, they were caught in the trap that our door is caught in. Their ikar motive and ikar gender in life, and this is mamish ardor. There's no question. You talk to anybody, you talk to the goyim, you talk to the mechanchim and the goyim, educators, they talk about it. There's never, it's pasha, that's the ikar goal of the society. That the ikar pursuit in life is to make life as comfortable as possible. That's the that's what everyone's trying to do. That all industries and every single part are always just trying to make another gadget, another metzias, another thing that saves a person. Etvos mer. Man, on the internet, you can't wait now. You can get something in 20 minutes. You don't have to wait. Chas v'shalom, you should wait for a pair of shoes for 4 days. It used to be, you have to take a suit. You have to take 3 years to order a suit. Go back 100 years ago. Today, you shouldn't even have to wait maybe 2 days, a day. What's the whole idea? And this is I'm talking about again. I'm not going into the tumor parts of it, but this is part of the problem. The whole idea. I don't call it a palm or iPhone, exactly what it is. But BSM, what are they trying to do? They're trying to create that you could take care of everything you want in your hand. It's amazing. It's a pelot gezach. If I could take care of everything, if I had to climb to a tower and I'd be able to push a button and take care of everything, it'd also be something. But you should have it in your hand. You probably don't have to go anywhere. You could talk to anyone, anywhere, when you want, where you want. You could control a button of everything to anything. It could be a camera, a radio. I don't know how many things it could do. How many functions it could do. Every single thing by you. And every car and everything. That's the whole Bria is concentrating on. And what am I coming to say tonight? That we have to know. And it's mutter to say, It's usser. And it's not a Jewish thing for a person to be meshubid to the world of Gavinis. So what do you do? I don't know. It's a problem. Talk about it. And leave me with a problem. Say that. I want you to feel a problem. When the world was sunken into every single thing, just all about conveniences. It's a chain in the Sishon says that idea. It's a bittul to Avod Hashem. You can't be an Avod Hashem. You become trapped in it. Chas Hashem, I'm not saying you can't use them. I'm not saying you can't use them. And obviously, there's some that you have to use totally. We got so used to them. It's not like air conditioning, taka. It's beyond Abachir. That we can't start working on them. You have to know where to start working. But Kinnira, this has to be a sugya. This has to be a sugya. This has to be something you come and talk about at home also. A wife also has to know this. Because Agav, I'll say this in a minor musgo. And Mr. Sham is talking about Avodah Hashem because it's a safe on Avodah Hashem. But it's not only hard on Avodah Hashem when you get used to this. It's hard to raising kids also. Because I'm sorry to tell the Olam, but having one kid and two kids and definitely five kids is inconvenient. It's inconvenient. I'm sorry, it's inconvenient. There's nothing to do with convenience. But what could you do that the whole world is created and they're running on systems and gadgets? And this is the pellet. The problem is, you tell a person, you talk to a person, guy tells me, he's not telling me how many Chiddushei Torah can take on the internet. That's exactly the problem. It's so convenient. I'm asking. It's so good. It's gewaldig. That's the problem. It is so ticht. It does exactly what you need in such a good way. That's the Nisayim. That's exactly the Nisayim. We're stuck in something that's so convenient and so once harmless, you get trapped. So what am I coming to say? I'm coming to be a fanatic? No, chas v'shalom. I'm not coming to be a fanatic. But it's mutter to say that there's a challenge. You should know. There's a chesaron in it. I'm not saying to throw out everything. I'm not saying to do that. But avada, you have to hear. Your wife has to hear. Your kid has to hear. You have to know. Then in this world of conveniences, all these things, we have to try to find boundaries. We have to try to make them in a way. We can't have all the tashlum kol tonight. We can't buy the car. Yes, you might tell me lately, I'm not going to buy the car that has every single last thing that it's supposed to have. I'm not going to. I don't know what they're called again. Gadget, fart, what's it called? Kids, whatever the thing, whatever that's called. He had 200 things that he had. No, I'm not going to buy the thing with that. dafka going to downgrade. I'm going to take something that, no, it's a little bit harder. It's not every single thing. This has to do with atzlus. What does that do with avodas hayom? What's the shaychus? Meinin leinin ma'isin. What's the shaychus? Very simple. The aleph base. I'm not going to get into the oimik of what. The aleph base. The aleph base that's always at the end of the day is the oimik. The oimik is more of the aleph base. The aleph base of the avoid of these days. Avelus achorim. What is avelus? What is avelus? Loyalenu, avelus is when somebody loses somebody. So avelus push is living and shtelling on the loss. That's what it is. That's all avelus is. Usually you have to tell a person to shtel on the loss. He's pushed in the loss. He's at a loss. The avoida, the aleph beis of these days is for me and you and everyone who's a yid to sit down and realize that we are sorely missing essential part of our life. You're missing something the Chazal called Beis Chayinu. Yes, Yiddishkeit, the way it's supposed to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to have a house that's here in Olam Hazeh, and it's in a place we could go at least 3 times a year and meet him. And if that was the way it was supposed to be, we would all look normal. We would all be normal. Yiddishkeit and the whole world wouldn't be draped the way it is today. We're missing, and we're missing big time. We're missing. Avelus. Avelus means missing. Lacking. You don't have. The problem is that basic feeling of lacking, because of what we spoke about before, is one of the most foreign and uncomfortable feeling for a human being that lives in Tov Shinayin Ches. Since, like we said, we're a tremendously spoiled generation, and we're brought up from day one that our parents and ourselves, we're trying to create a matzah. V'chas v'sholem. You shouldn't have to even strain, let alone chas v'sholem, the D word, deprived. You should be deprived of something, the D word. You should be deprived of something. Chas v'sholem, there's something I want and you can't have. It became something that, instead of being something that's uncomfortable, it became like a tragedy today. Somebody could be in a matzah where you don't have what you want. You don't have what you want. You have something I really, really want. I'm not going to get into this, but I can't, you can't have it. You're stuck without it. It's impossible. We're mufka from such a feeling. We always have to have everything. We have to have everything in our hand. Forget about having everything. We have to be able to misader everything always, and we do. We have so much more. It used to be a basic part of life that people can't have. Can't have, Washington. Can't have. It was very simple, by Goyim and by Yidden. It was all one of other. And for years, we're steeped, we're Duris Abadois, we're Mahajim and Mahajim and Mahajim in the Sugya. Of so spoiled that the amount of things that we can't have, that we're always trying to make our kids and us, that we always have to have in the easiest way. Verstehe. The word difficulty is a hard word today. It's a hard word today. Hardship, difficulty. It's like a curse word almost. These used to be things that was not, no. There are things in life that are difficult and they're hard. And you know what? When you realize that they're difficult and they're hard, and you realize you're missing, things could change. What's the milo of shtelling on how much you're missing? So the answer is, the milo is, I'll get to give a mashal, very similar to the milo of a kasha. Everyone knows a good kasha brings a teretz. A good kasha brings a teretz. There are certain people, you tell your chavrusa, they don't know how to live with the kasha. They don't know how to live with the kasha. They don't know how to, they don't have to relish the kasha. They're making a big mistake. If you know how to relish a kasha, when there's a kasha in the sugya, and you appreciate, you get down to exactly what's shver. So if you live and you linger in the shverkeit, that's what's moilu the teretz. Because the more a person realizes how shver it is, the more he has to come up with the teretz. But you have to be able to relish the kasha. The Maimon was good. We also have a problem with that today. It's the same thing. I'm telling you, Mamash, I see it. Because today we don't like being in a matzav of darkness, of missing, and of shverkai, we lost also that ability to appreciate kashas. The ability to sit the first day of the sugya and just say, like, news, what's the answer? Put it together. No. The kasha kasha. Sit with the kasha. Akapana, that's the marshal. Kasha is merely the terror. If we would be able to shtel an avelus on missing, on how much we're missing, when a person faces fully, he looks at it and he's not misiach das, he doesn't run away from it. He doesn't run away from the confrontation of his lack. He shtels for 3 weeks at least. It's a thing all year round. At least for 3 weeks, he shtels day in and day out that he's missing a huge seder piece. There's a gaping hole in his life. So you know what? Lack is meilid. It's meilid what's called tzipia. Tzipia. It's a piece of Mashiach. Achakol yishikol van Jehovah. It would be meilid a true, genuine yearning, a longing to change the situation. And then we're muftach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring Mashiach. If Klal Yisrael would be mitzapeh from Mashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring. But we are so rachik from tzipia because we're not even, we can't even deal with the first part. I'm serious, I'm not joking, I don't mean to be serious. I would think that for a regular bocher, I take a bocher at a Beis Yishai, I'm telling you, if I tell him for a day to think about how much he's missing, I would call it a traumatic experience. I'm not being magzim. It's a traumatic experience. Tell him about for a whole day to really think about that he's pushing missing and just keep on thinking about it. And not the next second, okay, who's what I should do about it? Right? No, there's nothing to do about it. You're stuck. You're without the most important thing, possibly the most important thing to your Yiddish guy that could be, you're without that. You're without that. You're missing. Think about it and think about it again and think about it again and think about it again. This is Avila's Chorban. This is Avila's Avila's Chorban. Sochta Ali Shar. Maybe you're welcome to think about it among yourselves in Avila. We say in benching. Vachim no, Hashem Elikeinu, Yisrael HaMecha. Uvnei Yerushalayim. Where does this come in benching? We're in benching all of a sudden. We're saying, Rachim no, Hashem Elikeinu, Yisrael HaMecha. Uvnei Yerushalayim. Look, they're very Musadik Ergish, but this is Ergish. What a Chazal trying to impart us. They're trying to impart a message to us. You just ate. You're benching. Why are you benching? Because it says impossible. Chalto, Visavoto, Uvirachta. You just reach Svir. What does Svir mean? Svir means basic, general feeling. You're feeling full. Feel full. Chazal tell you, feeling full. That's it. That's a call. You reached Bakol. Obviously, you're not saying you have everything, but you have a certain feeling of fullness. Missing the acre. You're lacking. You're missing. And this is also a Jew zach. A Jew is supposed to realize that he's never full in galus. Every single time, every point, you build a house, you leave a zerich l'chorban. You make a chasana, the chasana puts ashes on his head. Every time a yid begins to start feeling full, he's supposed to remind himself, no, you're lacking. If we'd be able to shtel, and this is betzim, what I've already made in many times. It's betzim to shtel and how much we don't have. Which again, for certain people, I don't suggest it. You're not only mad. No, ask. Not only mad. It's going to ruin you. You're not going to do it. Forget about it. I don't know what you can do for Shabbat. I'm sorry, I'm saying it. But this is what is supposed to be done. We have a problem. The problem is 100% makes a shaykh to the first thing that we said. So this is exactly the nekuda of luxury, but it's the same thrust and drive of life. It's the thrust and drive of life that we get trapped and we're so used to have every single thing, and it's so deceiving. Because mitzarechad it is, it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense that a person should position himself in a way that he has to strain himself a little bit. But it's so catchy. Because you get trapped in it. You have to learn how to be shayli, to use it at your leisure. You have to learn how to control this kingdom of conveniences. What we're introducing tonight is avoida. It's an avoida. There's a whole sugya of avoida. There's only side. This is a sugya that's negiyat to atzlus. It's a sugya that's negiyat to avoida. Avoida simayim yom emelu. Avoida simayim beinam etzah. Thank you so much.